AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
Won't you please, please help me?
Hey, Herb, is that a rod in your pocket or you're just happy to see us?
Help me,
ooh. Help me, Herb.
For help me, Herb, but we have a letter from Michelle in Labrador, and she says, "Dear Herb, I've fallen head over heels for my new boyfriend. We've only been dating a few months, but we think it might be time to move in together. When is moving in together too soon?"
Oh, geez, Michelle, that's a hard one, isn't it? Well, I reckon straight away.
You what?
What?
Straight away.
Yeah?
There's your room. Is there much you owe me in rent? Bring it on. I mean, you can save a few bucks, you know, like, there's an extra cart in a week. But, you know, it's a tricky question, isn't it? Like,
yeah. You
know, I'm in love with him or her, whatever. Do I move him into my house? Is it going to make it awkward? Are we going to fight? Who's going to wash up?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of questions that can be involved in this. I know in my instance, we moved in with each other about 3.5-4 months in, I think it was.
Oh.
Yeah, that's quick too.
That's quick, and the only reason we moved in together is because Lisa turned to me one day and she said, "You know what, Herb?" I said, "What's that, Dale?" She goes, "You should buy yourself a boat." Well, now we have a beautiful little home and two little boats of our own under a nice little shed. Fairy tale ending, isn't it?
But did you only move in together because, you know, depending on the size of the house, you know, you got to know a little bit about the person because of what they, you don't know the little downfalls of this person until you've known them for at least a year.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I've been with Lisa now for 16 years and I'm still finding out things. I go, oh, my God. But she's the same with me. Don't get me wrong. It's a two-way street. But that, I mean, you've got... Excuse me, you've got to learn to be accommodating, I suppose the word is, when you're going to move someone into your house or your premises or your love shack or whatever you want to call it. You've got to learn to be giving and a little bit of taking.
Look at you, Dr. Phil.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Herb.
Oh, whatever it takes to do the business, you know what I mean? Get the job done and get on with it, I say. Share the rent, get it happening, buy a house, do it. Buy a house as soon as you can. That's the best way. Then you got something when you leave each other.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks, Herb.
Thanks, Herb.
Over.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's AJ, Bridge and Spider against the Rush Hour. Gold 92.5's Light Rail Relay.
Now, you know what I'm like in promo meetings. I drift off if I don't have enough sugar. Can you explain again what this is all about?
How could you have not had enough sugar yesterday? Do we want to go through how many courses we watched you had? I was laughing. Jeez, you were entertaining.
We will go through exactly how many you peeled back yesterday.
Anyway.
You must have been awake. You mustn't have slept yet.
No.
But the idea here is we've got the light rail relay and it is AJ, Bridge and Spider. We are going up against the Rush Hour, which is Luke, Libby and Dobbo. We're going to be matched against one another. We're both going to have a celebrity on either team and also a listener. Now, the listener can walk away with $5,000 cash, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But we catch the light rail.
Mm.
We're going to get off at different stops.
Yes.
And then there's going to be a competition.
Mm.
One between the AJ, Bridge and Spider and one between the Rush Hour.
We don't know either who we'll be paired up with.
No.
Who will be taking on or what competition will be at different stops. But it's the perfect marriage with the Commonwealth Games and the light rail because that is really the best way to get around.
So a sporting competition. And joining us on the phone from the Rush Hour is the man himself, the one, the only, Luke Bradnam. Hello, mate.
Hello, guys.
Oh.
You guys are pathetic. I mean, you're taking on the Rush Hour and look at the time where you choose to take on the Rush Hour. You're taking us on Luke, Lippy and Dobbo. On Friday, I go in for knee surgery.
Yeah.
So one of us is coming out of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
One of us has just given birth.
Mm.
And admittedly, yes, Dobbo is a supreme athlete, but that's only one out of three that's even fit to be a part of this.
We can't help it. You guys are falling apart, quite frankly.
We knew this. You knew this before. Christmas has been planned longer than the Commonwealth Games. Libby decided, well, how am I going to get out of this? Yep, I'll have a baby. And then you've decided I'm going to go in for a knee op. So it leaves Dobbo as your skipper, which what are Dobbo's strengths?
Well, let me ask you this. Is there an eating challenge at all?
Well, see, maybe this might not all be sports. No, it could be the meeting of the minds. You never know, Luke, but you were the most competitive person I know. So you're going
to
fire up.
We're looking forward to this. And I understand, actually, there's a really good prize up for grabs. And we went, okay, we've got to really take this seriously because we want to get our list of the prize. And then we've actually got to put some work into this. And we don't know what the challenges are, but whatever they are, whatever they are, you can rest assured we're going to be given 100%. We're in this to win it.
Yeah, you can rest assured it's another way for you to tag on the back of one of our competitions.
Yeah.
You've got the Gold FM secret sound.
And not only that, Bridge, yes, we've stolen your secret sound and we borrowed it in the afternoon.
Yes.
But do you recall last year when we gave away the jet ski and we went out on the fishing expedition with Fish the Beach Charters? Who was the person that came through with the goods on that particular day and won our list of the jet ski? That would be myself.
One hot day doesn't make a summer, Luke.
Oh, you're
trust
like
me,
AJ. You just hold on to things,
yeah,
don't
hold
you?
On
bring
things.
Them back.
AJ's bringing on things that happened in 1920.
Well, listen, it's the only victory I've had in radio in the past 20 years. If you think I'm going to forget it? It's crazy.
All right, mate, we'll hear this afternoon getting us home. Unfortunately, you're not going to win this contest, but we do wish you all the best. And as you mentioned, Luke, the big thing is there's a $5,000 carrot for a Gold FM listener.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? And I can tell you, all jokes aside, whoever our listener is, we're going to be giving it everything we have. Looking forward to it. We'll see you on race day.
Hey, and good luck with your knee surgery, mate.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Yeah, whatever.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I was actually being sincere, but stop you.
Hey, guys, I've got something to tell you.
Hey, what?
AJ,
darling?
AJ, please, what?
There was a winner last night on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Wow, isn't that lovely? You're so excited because you don't ever have to watch it ever, even though you never did anyway.
Who was it?
I don't know. But she's on the phone.
No, I'm going to be honest. Off air, you just said, oh, we have the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Fiona McDonald.
Yeah.
No, she was with Billy Joe Smith on It's a Knockout.
I know, with a puppet.
No, that was Agro.
All right.
No, but joining us, yes, it was the wrap-up of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. All the memes have already started. The Shannon Nola's second again against Guy Sebastian.
Yeah.
But Fiona O'Loughlin joins us right now. Well done, Jungle winner.
Thank you so much. What a ride we had in here.
Like watching last night when you presented the crown, you were very, very excited. It must have been just that relief of, one, getting out after 6 weeks, and two, being able to achieve a lot of things that you put your mind to. And as you know, you've expressed over the series, there have been a lot of ups and downs over the last few years.
Yeah, and it was also a relief to be not have to worry about what your face was doing. You know, because I was certainly more than happy to come second, third, fourth or fifth. But when you're standing there and it's just two of you, I'm like, oh, now I'm going to have to worry. I don't look like I'm disappointed. I don't want to look smug. I don't want to look like I didn't take it seriously. And then when I found out I won, I was like, well, I don't worry about my face because it's thrilled.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to get too zen on you, but what was the biggest lesson that you discovered about yourself or about life when you pull yourself out of life and look at it at a different perspective? What'd you learn?
That almost appreciate the tough times so that, because it's light and shade, isn't it? You know, then you can't enjoy, savour the good ones. I've always said to my kids, life at the end of the day is just a series of good days and bad days.
Yeah.
How can you know what a good day is if you've never had a bad day?
Yeah, that's the light and shade, isn't it?
Yeah, what was the, who surprised you the most in the jungle out of all the people that went in there?
Oh, Danny Green, just how funny he is. I mean, I knew Pete Roseon was funny. I had no idea the size of his heart, you know. He's an incredibly kind man and breathtakingly funny. But Danny had me in stitches morning, noon and night. He's got so many stupid characters. And Shannon Noel, those boys were legends to me. The way they literally, physically got me through a lot of it. So I do feel a bit humbled to have won when I couldn't have done it literally without their physical strength, you know?
Yeah. Well done. Congratulations Yay. To Fiona McLaughlin, the winner of My Kitchen Rule.
AJ. And don't worry, AJ. As soon as one reality TV finishes a show, another one just begins.
Yeah, guess what? We're going to make you watch it. It's called Love Island, all the ex-bachelor and bachelorettes that weren't chosen.
Oh, don't. Don't.
Oh, please.
No, it's true.
He'll get excited.
When's the thing start again? I like that one.
Who?
Channel 9's Ninja. Oh, when's that on?
God, you're like Ninja Warrior. Yeah, you're
I do watch that. I'm obsessed by that. I love that. When's that on?
I don't know.
Who knows? Okay. Well, very excited. This Friday, there is a lunch with Dr. Nikki Goldstein, renowned sexologist, relationship expert. She is our resident celebrated, well-known sexologist on the program with all things relationships. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Nikki. Now, look, for single women my age, it's a wild world out there with dating apps. Some of them help and some of them hinder. For our search for love, it's quite complicated.
Well, you can get catfished, you can get ghosted, you can get breadcrumbs. You know, there's all these fancy breadcrumbs now. Breadcrumbs. So that's kind of when you are weaning somebody off, but, you know, you give them a little bit and you kind of leave the trail of breadcrumbs. A little bit by little bit, it disappears. But the thing with these terms is that what they represent has been in the dating world, you know, since the beginning of time. We now just love these new trend words, yeah. And we call it a trend, when we've all probably been ghosted. We've all probably been breadcrumbed. We just didn't have the terminology. Maybe we call the person a player, or maybe something that was less nice.
What are the absolute no-dealers? So this is my problem, Nikki, is I jump in with both feet, and then it's only in hindsight that I go, why didn't I see those signs? You know, those deal breakers. What are the ones that maybe in the first or second date that should really prick our ears
up? He lives with his mum.
Stop it.
Rides a skateboard.
Don't.
Doesn't have a job.
Don't tell my history. Let's just.
Doesn't have a license.
Shut up. I'm talking to Nikki, not you.
Deal breakers are going to be different for each individual person.
Yes.
Now, the only way to really reflect on what a deal breaker is to have a look at past situations that maybe didn't work out and try and analyse, okay, what were some warning signs that I look back now and I can see that were there, but I was too blinded by the excitement and the passion. Gut instinct is another big one. If something doesn't feel right, listen to your body. You know, our gut is our second brain. If it's That's saying right. to you, oh, this just doesn't feel right, then maybe it's worth investigating what that feeling is all about. But at the end of the day, too, if you do go on a date with someone and it doesn't work out, it isn't the end of the world. I feel like we're all so much freaking out about having some bad dating experiences and some awkward dates. Those are the experiences that actually make us stronger. So then hopefully as we continue to date, we get better at it, we know more about what we want, and we also know more about where our boundaries are.
Nikki, I do have a situation being in radio that men in radio often have the women throwing themselves at them, but when it's discovered
really?
That I'm in radio, the men often get a bit scared, not knowing that in a relationship I'm quite the pussycat. So with this female empowerment movement, are they confusing us for feminists, that we're hardcore or something, when really, I mean, you know, I still need help changing a light bulb at home. I'm just a girl.
You need that done. It's been sitting there for 4 months.
Yes, it has.
I think it comes down to sometimes a strong woman being intimidating to a guy, and it's got nothing to do necessarily with feminism, but we look at our traditional gender roles, what a man should be and a woman should be. Now, if a man is very tied to his masculinity and his gender roles, when a woman comes along who is empowered, strong, has a job that is, you know, important, that is in some high position, he might feel threatened because it starts to challenge these aspects that he's held on to identify himself as this strong man. So it does exist, and I think the only way that we're going to get rid of this is to have these conversations around what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman, and dropping these such stereotypical yeah. gender roles. But if you're dating and you find somebody that is intimidated by a success, you can try and have a few conversations around it. But if it doesn't shift, then maybe this isn't the right person for you, because you want to be supported as a strong, successful woman, not be put down or feel like you have to hide certain elements because you're too challenging to him.
The Gold Coast's own Nikki Goldstein will be at Fellini. I was just remembering, Nikki, the last time we were at Fellini, you did offer up some of your extra added incentives in a little shop by the restaurant. Hopefully that happens this time.
Well, I feel like you're giving me a few big hints that we're going to have to bring the pop-up shop back. But yeah.
What do you mean?
You are there
is it ice cream?
Drink.
Well, it's very friendly to a female.
Sweets.
I'll start up a little pie shop at the back. How
yeah,
about that?
It's a friendly female shop.
I love that. I love that you said pop-up shop.
Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you, Nikki. I can't wait to see you.
Looking forward to seeing you guys.
Single But Dating is the latest book. I've got to get a copy. See you on Friday, Dr. Nikki.
Thanks.
Yeah, that'll be so much fun. See you there. And look, I do want to know, from the Girl of Femme family, from the men and women, if you're over 40, where do you meet people? Traditional ways, at a party, does a friend hook you up, dating apps, have they worked for you? I need to know, where are you meeting people over the age of 40? Maybe you're divorced. I need to know. We all need to know. Well, I need to know.
Yeah. 13, 27, 10. Anywhere.
What's my name?
Donald Trump.
Sit down.
We have the piggyback.
Actually, I was only kidding.
Because you'd be in jail.
You want to read it or you want me to do it?
You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Donald Trump. There has never been anything like it.
Taylor's Trump Report.
Scotty, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, but I tell you what, what's going on? What's the latest with Trump and a couple of, I suppose, adult industry stars and their relationships?
I like how you put that, industry stars. Well done.
Well, they're very industrious.
Exactly.
Yes, yes, they are. You know, crazy stuff over here. Stormy Daniels, who, by the way, do you know Stormy Daniels' real name?
Give it to us, I can, please.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Her real name is Stephanie Clifford. That's out everywhere. It's been reported, you know. Mm. And just today, her attorney said she'll return the $130,000 payment she got from President Trump's attorney in exchange for tossing out that agreement that doesn't allow her to talk about that so-called relationship. So she wants to tell all guys to everyone. And remember, that payment came before the 2016 election, for claims she and President Trump had an affair. Now, the president's lawyer in the White House, you know, have denied any type of sexual encounter. But if the lawyers say yes, that means Stormy can publish any texts, photos, or get this, videos relating to President Trump.
Hang on. No one wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that. I'll keep the $130,000.
I'll pay that not to see it.
You got to blur a lot of stuff out, I'm sure, in that video.
Well, quite frankly, you know,
if there is a video,
I'm glad they're going by her real name because I can't trust anyone called Stormy Daniels for some reason. I want to talk about Tim McGraw, and I saw this now. Very scary. Collapsed on stage in Ireland. He fell to his knees, and then in the middle of a song, then he was rushed off stage. And Faith Hill came on stage and reassured everyone, "Don't worry, it's okay. He's just dehydrated." So apparently, Tim McGraw is a workout freak.
Yeah, you know, I've interviewed both Tim and Faith, met them, and wonderful people. And I actually met them before they were an item, but they were touring together, and the rumors were that they were dating, but neither one of them would admit it. Ooh. But yeah, Tim runs every single day, guys, and he plays a lot of basketball. You know, the dude is in top physical shape, just like Spida is.
Oh, no, so it's AJ. This is what I'm thinking. This is why AJ might be a little bit, just a bit clumsy at times, because he might work out too much.
He might be dehydrated.
On the back foot.
They're on the back foot. Well, you too. I know you train, do cross training with Spider AJ. So yeah. Hey, this is a bit odd though, because Tim gets up on stage and he isn't hydrated. That doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, he wanted to come back and finish, but guess who said no way? He's not going up. Faith Hill did.
Oh, I bet.
Which means even the famous and sexy and talented Tim McGraw knows this very well, guys. Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly, yes. Right. Thanks so much, Scotty, for joining us.
Stay classy.
Incorporating Bridges Food right there. Thanks, Scotty. On the way next, Al with another feel-good song of the day, a chance to win a heap of cash.
Oh, isn't that good? We're giving away so much money at the moment, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I know. Just give it away. Feels like the Gold Coast City Council, just giving away for anything.
Don't forget, too, to go to goldfm.com.au for the light rail relay. That's AJ, Bridge and Spider v. The Rush Hour. Of course, you need to be with us,
yes.
Not The Rush Hour.
If you want to win the 5K, you'd be with us.
There's $5,000 there to win. So go and do that and register today. goldfm.com.au. Have a great day.
See ya.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.